Good morning, everyone. Hope you had a good weekend this past weekend, and certainly hope you have a good week this week. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, we begin today with the words of one that spoke from heaven and said, "Come up here, and I will show you." You know, those ought to be exciting words for all of us. It's the very invitation that God extends to every single one of us. And just the thought of being able to go there and see all the grand things of heaven ought to cause our hearts to burn within us. But I fear that we are living in a culture that is killing that desire. It's killed by people who know only one kind of pleasure, and it's the pleasure of this world. For example, Kenny Chesney, in a song called "Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven," said, "Preacher, maybe you didn't see me throw an extra 20 in the plate. There's one for everything I did last night and one to get me through today. Here's a 10 to help you remember next time you've got the good Lord's ear. Say, I'm coming, but there ain't no hurry. I'm having fun down here. Don't you know that everybody want to go to heaven? Get their wings and fly around. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to go now." Or to put it more crudely, in a song by Hank Williams Jr., he sings, "If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go." And then he says, "Just send me to hell or New York City. It would be about the same to me." Isn't that incredible that somebody would say something like that? And then there's the words of Billy Joel in a song that's entitled "Only the Good Die Young," where he says, "They say there's a heaven for those who will wait. Some say it's better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young." And then the desire for heaven is often killed by the party animal, the one who says, "I'd rather be in hell with my friends than in heaven with all the church people." One man said of himself, "Heaven doesn't want me, and hell is afraid I'll take over." And then there are those who have the desire for heaven killed by a hectic pace in which they live. Some have said that people have lost sight of the sweet by and by because they're busy with the here and now. We have got to see heaven on grander terms than that. Heaven is for those who have it as the supreme desire of their life. And so I want to talk about some things this week that we will see, some things that will be wonderful about heaven itself. Come up here and I will show you. First of all, come up here and I will show you a majestic Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Can you imagine seeing the Creator of the universe, the very Creator that spoke and everything that is came into existence? Heaven is the only place where we will be able to see Him. In the Old Testament, Moses had asked to see the glory of God, and God said, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see my face and live." And what God was saying is that his glory is so magnificent that in these bodies we would never be able to stand up to the presence of this great God who has such a burning glory about him. But in heaven we will have new and powerful bodies, and we will be able to see him. In Revelation 22 and verse 4, it just simply says that we will see his face. And that is our grand desire. It's what we want more than anything else. In Psalm 73, beginning in verse 25 and 26, the psalmist says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And so there's an extreme desire to see the God of heaven, to see a majestic Father. I can only imagine being in the presence of a God so wonderful as that. And so what we need to do is we need to lift our eyes above this earth and to realize that there is a much better place, a place where we will see great and wonderful and majestic things. As the voice said, "Come up here and I will show you." That's what we all desire, to go there and see the glories of a majestic Father. Tomorrow we'll continue to talk about the things that will be wonderful about heaven. We'll talk about seeing the Son. We'll talk about the Holy Spirit. We'll talk about angels. We'll talk about seeing the greatest people who ever lived, being in a sin-free atmosphere, and a place of no pain and no sickness and sorrow, and a place of indescribable beauty. That's where we're headed this week, and we hope that you'll join us for each of those topics as we go through the week. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 for Bible class, 10:20 for worship, 5 o'clock for our evening worship, and on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, we have Bible classes for all ages. We certainly would love to meet you, to have an opportunity to share good things with you. We'd love for you to come. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.